This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أخرج الإمام مسلم في صحيحه من حديث سفيان ابن عبد الله وكنيته أبو عمرو أو أبو عمرة حديث that is compiled in صحيح الإمام مسلم The narrator of the hadith سفيان ابن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قلت لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم He asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the following question قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحدا بعدك أو غيرك Tell me something about Islam that I cannot ask anyone else about it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered him by saying, قُلْ say, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ I believe in Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ Then be steadfast. Brothers and sisters in Islam, a lot of people may reach the belief in Allah at one stage. But what is difficult is the steadfastness. الثبات على هذا الإيمان. Even in our worldly things, they say it's easy to reach the top. But extremely difficult to maintain the top. It takes a hard-working, a committed person to maintain the top. But it's easy to reach it. And for you to maintain iman, faith, to guard your faith, you have to be steadfast in your actions. وفي سنن ابن ماجة من حديث ثوبان رضي الله عنه The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is directing the ummah by saying استقيموا ولن تحصوا Be steadfast and you will never be able to keep track of all the means that can help you to be steadfast. You cannot do it all. You cannot fast all the time. You cannot give zakah all the time. You cannot give sadaqah all the time. You can't. The only one who can really fulfill all the means of being steadfast are the prophets, the messengers. But me and you are weak. استقيموا ولن تحصوا. Be steadfast and you will never be able to implement all the means which were revealed in the Quran and the Sunnah which can keep you steadfast. But here is something that you can do. Simple, easy. That's the completion of the hadith. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ خَيْرَ أَعْمَالِكُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Rest assured that if you want to maintain steadfastness in the deen, the best thing that you can do is a salah. وَلَا يُحَافِظُ عَلَى الْوُضُوءِ إِلَّا مُؤْمِنٍ. And only a believer will maintain a state of purity all the time or fulfills the requirements of a valid wudu. المحافظة على الوضوء عينا يعني الوضوء نفسه أو حالة الوضوء. الصلاة. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, brothers and sisters in Islam, while he is leaving this dunya, الصلاة, 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 الصلاة. وأول شيء تسأل عنه يوم القيامة. The first question that you will be asked in the day of resurrection. Imagine, and answering that question is a prerequisite to accept the rest of your deeds. إن صلحت فإن صلحت صلح سائر عمله. Imagine your zakah, your fasting, your hajj, your umrah, enjoining good, forbidding evil, being kind to your parents, etc. All of this will be contingent. The acceptance of all of this is contingent upon the acceptance of your salah. If you want to be steadfast on the religion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you the salah. And there are certain salahs, salawat yani, that a Muslim should not abandon because of their importance. Waradat sunnah wal Quran. The Quran and the Sunnah stress the importance of these certain salahs. Of course, the five daily prayers are a must, no question. وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ مَنْ كَفَّرَ تَارِكِ الصَّلَاةِ. That you're a disbeliever if you don't pray five times. الأمر في كلام. But they have legitimate evidence. So the five daily prayers is a must. But there are certain salahs that can help you with the concept of my khutbah, which is steadfastness. Warad salatul fajr, salatul asr, salatul isha. Those three. But again, I'm not belittling the importance of dhuhr and maghrib. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في الصحيح, يعني the first thing that can nullify your steadfastness, the fact that you are guilty of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy would contradict totally steadfastness. في سنن أبي داود أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه says, صَلَّى بِنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ صَلَاةَ الصُّبْحِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led Salat al-Fajr. ثُمَّ نَظَرَ إِلَيْنَا. Then he looked at us. فَقَالَ, he said, أَفُلَانٌ شَاهِدْ. He named some of the people. Is so and so here in Salatul Fajr? قَالُوا لَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. No, Messenger of Allah. أَفُلَانٌ شَاهِدْ. He actually named them. وشوف حتى يعني شوف أبي. Ubay is the narrator of the hadith. He knew whom did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam name. بس شوف شوف الفقه. أفلان شاهد؟ لا. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أثقل صلاتين على المنافقين. صلاة الفجر وصلاة العشاء. ولو علموا ما فيهما من الأجر لأتوهما ولو حبوا. The heaviest two salahs on hypocrites. Fajr and Isha. And if they would know the reward in those two salahs, they would be coming to the masjid even crawling on their bellies. ليه يا إخوة؟ لأن صلاة الفجر بتأتي متى؟ صلاة الفجر comes when؟ يعني يقول لك إيه؟ Throughout the day you are at war with الشيطان. You are at war with الشيطان. And normally war is sets of battles. And sometimes they say, well, you won this battle, but I still got the war, you know. Guess what? The first battle you lose with Shaitan, not waking up for Fajr. So you already set the stage. The first battle you lose fighting your nafs is not waking up for Fajr. وعندي دليل. I have the evidence for those two. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في البخاري حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, اسمع هذا, يعقد الشيطان على قافية أحدكم كل ليلة ثلاث عقد. When you go to sleep, شيطان, Satan ties three knots in the back of your neck. How it is, I don't know. غيب, unseen. And he seals every knot, ويربط كل عقدة, the ribat, the rope with which he ties every knot, sealed with that statement. أمامك ليل طويل فنم. You have a long night. Enjoy. Sleep. Tomorrow is a busy day. Have a lot of work. Sleep, relax. So when you wake up from sleep, if you remember Allah, what should you say? Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. One of these knots is loosened. You got rid of one. Taban, the fact that you're able to remember Allah when you wake up in your sleep, the remembrance of Allah must be in the heart. Because I want to tell you something and test this. Whatever you think about as soon as you wake up from your sleep is the most important thing in your life. Think about it. When you wake up like this, open your eyes, the first thing that occupies your mind is the most important thing in your life. Yani it says if you remember Allah, that's not easy to do. Unless what? Let the shaitan comes to you with the best thoughts. You would be waking up like this, daydreaming. Yes, salam, that car, the Lexus, I gotta change it with that house. Don't think that the remembrance of Allah coming immediately to your heart is easy. لا. It must come from where? Your heart must be engaged with that remembrance in reality, in action. So when you wake up, Alhamdulillah الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. So one knot is done. He still has you. Then when you go make wudu, ablution, another knot is loosened. But you know what happens before wudu? Something very interesting. And this is one of the most awful things about having very comfortable bathrooms these days. يعني العرب يا إخوة كانوا يسمون الباثروم الكنف. زمان the Arabs, they used to call the bathroom كنف. And they used to have the bathroom, by the way, far away. Even if you read the hadith about relieving oneself far away. لكن الآن the bathroom is in the bedroom. وتدخل بيوت, you enter into the houses of Muslims right now, you sit in that comfortable bathroom. And sometimes you find some magazines in front of you and you read them. Ya Rajal, get going, shaitan. When you sit in that bathroom, don't sleep. You still can get some sleep. You still can get some sleep. Come on, you can go back to bed. Just set the alarm again. Set the alarm again. You're good. You're good. So don't think also that you're going to make wudu easy. It's a battle that you have to wage. But when you make wudu, the second knot is over. When you pray, the third knot is over, is loosened. شوف النفس با. Why? هدف الحديث. This is hadith Abi Huraira في البخاري. Because Satan works in your nafs. Listen, Satan utilizes what's in your nafs. If your nafs is impure, Satan utilizes that. But now when you pray, الفجر, فأصبح طيب النفس. He would wake up in the morning, hey, his nafs is what? Pure, smiley, relaxed, things are easy. But when he doesn't wake up, أصبح خبيث النفس. His nafs is impure, خبيثة. زي ما بنقول عندنا في مصر كده بيخانق دبان وشه. He just wakes up in the morning looking at you like, what do you want? Good morning, kids. Where's breakfast? خبث. لكن الإنسان لما يصلي تطيب نفسه. When you pray, your nafs is. أهلا يا أولاد صباح ال صبحكم الله بالخير. How's it going? Are you guys ready for school, inshallah? Huh? Did you guys pray? طيب. Easy going. طيب النفس. The first battle, في حديث آخر يا إخوة, out of this world. And I heard a commentary by one of the scholars regarding this hadith. He said this, the ears, if the majority of Muslims became bathrooms for shaitan. You know why he said that? Huh? في صحيح البخاري حديث ابن مسعود, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was told about someone who slept through the time of Salatul Fajr. Then he commented by saying, ذاك رجل بال في أذنه الشيطان, أذنيه الشيطان. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is someone, شيطان, urinated in his ears. That's why the scholar said, imagine the ears of... يا إخوة في مسلمين الآن, there are Muslims who know that Fajr time ends at 6 o'clock, for example. I'm not... And he sets the alarm to wake up in the morning at 7 o'clock. ويعلم أن وقت الفجر يخرج. And he knows the time for Fajr leaves at 6 o'clock. هذا تارك صلاة عمدا. And this is really somebody that if he doesn't know what he's doing, هذا هو الكفر بعينه. Because he's intentionally abandoning, neglecting the salah until the salah leaves its time. فأول معركة. The first battle with your nafs, with shaitan, you lose it. Imagine بعد the rest of the day. You know, normally if you're boxing, the one who gets the first one sets the stage for the game. He got you. Now the rest of the day you're easy. طب شوف هذه سبحان الله حديث والله يا إخوة. All of us when we go out, I don't have insurance for this. I don't have insurance for that. I don't have insurance for this. You don't have insurance for that. Insurance, insurance, insurance. What those insurance people, they work on your, the fear that you have. The fear. شوف سبحان الله اقرأ هذا الحديث حديث أبي ذر الغفاري وعبد الله بن عمر وسمر بن جندب. More than one companion narrated this hadith. من صلى الصبح فهو في ذمة الله. If you pray Fajr, you have an insurance policy. This is not يعني exact, but I'm trying to. You're under the protection of Allah. وفي قصة حكاها الطبري الحجاج بن يوسف الثقفي. وما أدراك ما الحجاج؟ يعني he was found of killing people. Like some Muslims now. It's fun. Let's get some more blood going. يعني فعبد الله بن عمر was taking the hand of his son Salim was taking his hand. لأن عبد الله بن عمر عمي يا إخوة عبد الله بن عمر lost his vision when he became old. فسالم was taking his hand because الحجاج requested him. And if you don't go to الحجاج you get in trouble. فسبحان الله they arrived at the time when الحجاج had somebody in front of him, he decided to kill him. He decided to kill that person. And he called upon Salim. يا سالم go and kill him. طبعا the ruling by the way يعني سبحان الله there are a lot of things in our religion that you're pardoned if you do it because you're forced except killing. يعني if you have a gun like this and somebody has a gun in your head and he's asking shoot him otherwise I'll shoot you, you don't shoot him. You don't. You're held accountable. لا take my life but I'm not going to take the life of another person just to show you the sanctity of the human soul in Islam. You accuse Islam of terrorism and all of this. شوف فطبعا سالم he knows that if he doesn't kill this man he is to be killed. If he doesn't execute he is to be killed. And at the same time he knows the ruling. So he took the man, can I do it outside? Yeah, sure. So then he took him outside. And he asked him that question. هل صليت الصبح? Did you pray Fajr? He said yes. Take any road you want. Run away. Run away. So he came back to الحجاج. What happened? He said I didn't kill him. He said why? قال حدثني أبي. My father told me أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said من صلى الصبح فهو في ذمة الله. Whoever prays Fajr he is under the protection of Allah. How in the world do you want me to kill someone who's under the protection of Allah? الحجاج يعني سبحان الله هذا ما قصده الذهبي قل له حسنات في بحار سيئاته. He has some good deeds in his oceans of sins. يقف عند هذه. He looked at him and he said, you got me. Abdullah tells him, سميتك سالم لتسلم. Smart man. He got out of it. ففي ذمة الله. You want to be under the protection of Allah. Huh? وهو يجير. ولا يجار عليه. When you are in his protection, no one can come near you. Why? Why do you want to rely on USAAA? I don't know what the names there. Why? Iman. Why they are afraid of Islam? Why? It's because of the dollars. Because a Muslim will not look at these things. They call you, try to tell you certain insurance. Man, where is the tawakkul? Where is the yaqeen? Where is the certainty? هتقول لي اختي يا سيستر ان شاء الله in the future I'm hoping to be a Muslim ان شاء الله the sales person I'm a Muslim and I have certainty that whatever befalls me is in his hands. I do not need that insurance. Thank you very much. طب look at this. سبحان الله في صحيح مسلم حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها أم المؤمنين the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says ركعة الفجر the two ركعس of فجر خير من الدنيا وما فيها it's better than this world and all that's in this world and the scholars they have consensus that what is meant by the two ركعس before فجر The two rak'ahs which you pray as sunnah al-qabliyah before fajr. اللي بتقرأ فيها بالكافرون وقل هو الله أحد. The sunnah that you recite الكافرون in the first rak'ah, قل هو الله أحد. وسبحان الله أول إعلان. شوف اللي تبدأ يومك بالتوحيد. You begin your day with التوحيد. إعلانه يا رب. قل يا أيها الكافرون. أول rak'ah, the first rak'ah. لا أعبد ما تعبدون. انت كل امريكا كده كل all of you امريكا كده اعبد what you want to worship انا اعبد ربي لكم دين اعلان a declaration when you begin your day and the second ركعة قل هو الله احد الله الصمد شوف دستور ركعة better than the دنيا وفي حديث سمرة بن جندب يا إخوة and that goes to the brothers who set the alarm clock huh? سمرة بن جندب حديث الرؤية regarding the punishment in the grave one of the scenes when the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was taken in that journey by night by جبريل and ميكائيل one of the stops one of the things which he saw فرأيت رجلا متكئا على قفاه Someone laying down in his back. القفا. And someone standing up and next to him a pile of rocks again. And then he would smash his head to the ground. Imagine. Smash the head to the ground. The head will be even to the ground. And by the time he turns back to pick up another rock, his head is restored. هذا في القبر من هذا يا أخي يا جبريل Who is this يا أخي يا جبريل Who is this هذا الذي ينام عن الصلاة المكتوبة This is the one who sleeps to refrain intentionally from performing the mandatory salah هذا الفجر فجر كثير من المسلمين الآن كثير يعني سبحان الله قال صلى الله عليه وسلم عرى الإسلام تنقض عروة عروة all of Islam branches of Islam will be nullified one after another one after another one after another the first of them is الحكم الشريعة will be nullified no شريعة but the last is الصلاة سبحان الله شوف صلاة الجمعة هذه the brothers ما شاء الله are out there in the In the kitchen. شوف الفجر. يعني something that's really we have more incentive to observe Fajr than this. يعني one of the Palestinian brothers was talking to a Jew who is residing in Palestine. يقول له it's written in our books that we're going to get back. He said it's also written in our books. But you know when? When the number of people in Jum'ah is the same in Fajr. I'm sorry, the number of people in Salat al-Fajr is the same number in Jum'ah. It's written also. It's written too. شوف هذه. سبحان حديث عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه. عند مسلم. شوف. من صلى العشاء في جماعة فكأنما قام نصف الليل. ما هو النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم remember what I said at the very beginning ولو يعلم ما فيهما من الأجر لأتوهما ولو حبوا ما
But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if they know the reward in those two salah, they would come even crawling. ولذلك Ibn Mas'ud says, وَلَا يَتَخَلَّفْ عَنْ صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ إِلَّا مُنَافِقْ مَعْلُومُ النِّفَاقِ. The person who would miss Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah in the masjid is a known hypocrite to us. Ibn Umar says, كَانَ الرَّجُلْ يَسْقُطُ مِنْ أَعْيُنِنَا إِذَا تَخَلَّفَ عَنِ الْفَجْرِ. بدون عذر يعني يا إخوة. Without an excuse. يعني. في أعذار شرعية. There are excuses. There are excuses. If you have an excuse, that's another issue. But Ibn Umar says, the man would fall down from our, yani, how do you say that? It's, you know, thumbs up and... ما بصليش الفجر. He doesn't come to Fajr. الرجل يتهادى بين الرجلين. يقول لك, يعني just to show you that even if you're sick, the man would come putting his hands on two men. يتهادى in order to attend صلاة الفجر. فمن صلى العشاء في جماعة, if you observe عشاء in جماعة as if you prayed half of the night. ومن صلى الفجر في جماعة فكأنما قام الليل كله. And if you observe فجر, that's the other half. تكتب a reward for praying all night if you observe عشاء in جماعة فجر جماعة. فالموضوع يعني وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. And the Quran that is recited at Fajr time, صلاة الفجر, that by the Imam is witnessed. شوف السنة, how the Sunnah explains the Quran. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما أخرج البخاري من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه يتعاقب فيكم ملائكة. There are angels who come and guard you, be with you, and normally they take shifts and they change the shifts at two times, at the time of Salatul Fajr. So the angels who were in earth are there, and the angels who came down from up there, they meet together at the time of Salatul Fajr and Salatul Asr. And they wait to hear the Imam, to hear the Quran al-Fajr. This is the meaning, wa Quran al-Fajr, and the Quran which is recited al-Fajr, inna Quran al-Fajr kana mashhuda, witnessed. Tab, انظر إلى هذه. لن يلج النار. حديث عمارة ابن رؤيبة في سنن الترمذي. أحد صلى قبل الفجر وقبل غروبها. The one who prays Fajr and Asr will not enter hell. We believe as Muslims that there are Muslims who may have to go to the hellfire for a while. Guess what? You observing Fajr and Asr, والبشرى بالجنة. حديث أبي موسى في الصحيحين قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى البردين دخل الجنة. والبردان هما الفجر والعصر. Whoever observes فجر العصر will enter جنة. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. The day of judgment, يا إخوة, is a tough day. And one of the characteristics of this day is darkness.
no light. There is darkness on this day. There is a sun, but this sun is only designed to burn, but is not to give light. You have to get your light from the dunya. You have to take it with you. شوف قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث بريدة في سنن الترمذي بشر المشائين في الظلم إلى المساجد بالنور التام يوم القيامة. Give the glad tiding to those who walk, ride to the masajid at darkness with complete light in the day of resurrection. What other salahs than Fajr and Isha this would apply to? And one of the situations you really need that light is when you cross over hill. You know there is a bridge over hill. حديث أبي سعيد موقوف يصح مرفوع لأنه غيب والصحابي لا يتحدث بالغيب في الغيب رأيه أبدا. قال أبو سعيد أدق من الشعر وأحد من السيف. That bridge is thinner than a strand of hair, sharper than the edge of a sword. Imagine this. You need to cross that and underneath it the hellfire. وهذا معنى قوله تعالى وإن منكم إلا واردها. None of you but will cross over hell. It's dark. You need to cross. You need light. شوف يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم. The believers, they already walked to the masajid. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم كل يعطى نوره يوم القيامة. You will be given your light in the day of resurrection before you cross. There is a place where you take your light with you. Some of you, their light will be as huge as a mountain. Some of you, your light will be as big as a bone tree, nakhla. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة. الآية وفيها يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم. شوف سبحان الله إن المنافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم. The hypocrites, they think that they can deceive Allah, and Allah will deceive them in the day of resurrection. So Allah will give them light like the believers, because they used to pray with the believers. Some of the prayers, yeah. But once they get on the Sirat, once they get in that bridge, their light goes away. يوم يقول المنافقون والمنافقات للذين آمنوا انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم. Then they will say to the believer, please give us some light. Take us with you, please. قيل, go back. ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا. No, you need to go back. You know the place where we got the light? Go try again. So they return. فضرب بينهم بسور له باب. They will fall in hell. You need that light. من خاف أدلج الدلجة. If you fear that scene, walk at night. ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل. And if you do this, you will reach. In my humble opinion, and with this I close, the greatest reward ever is this reward. في البخاري ومسلم حديث جرير بن عبد الله البجلي رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was with his Sahaba.
And pay very much attention to this. And it was full moon, clear night. Full moon, nice. تعرف ان in the Arabia when it's the night is clear, really the moon is man. Ayat. Then he asks, Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم asks, هل تضارون في رؤية القمر? Do you have any trouble seeing that moon? Do you shuff and push one another? لا. قال إنكم ترون ربكم كذلك. You will look at the face of Allah like this, without any trouble. Yeah, إخوة, the concept of love is knowing that if you love somebody, you know, you would like to see them. You love Allah. You want to see Allah. You want to look at the face of Allah. We can't see it in this world. Out of His mercy, He placed a veil, nur, light. We can't see it. If we actually look at it, we'll be destroyed. If that veil is lifted, we'll be destroyed, we'll burn. حِجَابُهُ النُّورِ The veil of the face of Allah is light. لَوْ كَشَفَ If he is to lift that veil, لَأَحْرَقَتْ سُبُحَاتُ وَجْهِهِ The rays of the light that comes out of his magnificent face will destroy مَنْ تَهَى إِلَيْهِ بَصَرُهُ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ Anything that his sight reaches, and his sight reaches everything. وقصة موسى يعني فسره فلما تجلى ربه للجبل when he appeared to the mountain Anas the narrator of the hadith في مسند أحمد that veil was lifted that much فخر ربه فخر موسى فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكة the mountains into dust وخر موسى صاعقا فنحن ننفي الرؤية في الدنيا the divine vision we negate you cannot see Allah in this dunya no question about it هذه عقيدتنا ها هذه عقيدتنا no question but in the hereafter we can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we're going to have a different form now you get to look at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now if you want to get this The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says to his صحابة فإن استطعتم ألا تغلبوا على صلاة قبل الفجر وقبل غروب الشمس فافعلوا Don't you dare abandon صلاة الفجر and صلاة العصر If you want to look at the face of Allah سبحانه وتعالى Brothers and sisters in Islam الصلاة اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا إسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه Brothers and sisters in Islam some quickly announcement on Sunday inshallah I will begin the fourth semester of the
فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون